In today's first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear much about justification in Christ. Now, much could be said about justification, you know, really what this means for us, how it's obtained, how it applies to our lives, how it relates to our free will, etc., etc. And indeed, you could even write, you know, I feel this is important to say as we come up on the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, how Martin Luther got it wrong. Indeed, you could write, a whole series of books on that, but I don't want to belabor that point today. But I do want to say this, and I think that this is fundamental to justification. As you read in the Catechism, a justification is gained for us by the passion of Christ. Indeed, it is Jesus who gives us the gift of justification, and without him, our justification would not be possible. What we can often run into is that someone might turn to Christianity in order to live by its moral code or to transmit its moral code to their children. Now, it's true that there is morality to being a Christian, and that there is a high moral standard that we are commanded by Christ to live by. But ultimately, if we truly wish to be sanctified, wish to be justified, that is only found in Christ Jesus himself. And it's something that he won for us on his holy cross. And we ourselves are given that in our very baptism. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take a little bit of time today in our prayer to thank our Lord for the great gift of justification. Let us ask him for the grace to continue to live in that grace, in his love, and in the justification that he offers to us.